How long does a successful marriage last? Adele is releasing new music for the first time in 6 years. So new album for Ed, new album for Adele. Hers is called 30 and it follows some big life changes, including divorcing her husband. And according to reports, Adele and her former husband were only married for a short time, although they were a couple since 2011. I'm not quite sure exactly how long they were married for, but she did say, "I'm not going to go into that detail. Remember, I'm embarrassed. This is very embarrassing." It wasn't very long. By the way, there was a slight hint of an American accent there. I do know that she's from the UK, so I do apologise. How long is a successful marriage? Is it 2, 5, 10 or 40 years? Eleanor Crawford is a divorce coach and joins us now. Hey, Elle.
How are you?
I am really well, and it's prompted us to ask our listener this afternoon what makes a successful marriage and how long have you been married. Do you believe we had Gail's parents, who are still together 76 years and going strong?
That is awesome. How great is that?
It is awesome, but what if they're miserable? Does that mean that it's been a successful marriage?
Well, look, I mean, I suppose it is up to the individuals if they think it is or not. But, you know, I think by and large, a marriage is measured by the longevity of the marriage. But I know that, you know, maybe it's changing generationally now. But, you know, when in my parents' era, it was like you just sort of laid back and think of England and you just stuck by it, you know, come hell or high water. And I think that that is changing now. And I think that women in particular have evolved a lot. Evolved and also found their voice a lot more. And so I feel like there is a lot of divorce that is instigated by women because they feel unfulfilled in their marriage. And, you know, their desires for, you know, stronger communication, a deeper relationship, more intimacy, you know, more than just the football and, you know, going to the pub or whatever, becomes a much higher need for them. And so when they are growing, you know, growing in a relationship, the idea is you want to be growing together, not growing apart. So yeah, it's a very, very interesting concept to look at.
Yeah, I'm married twice and I definitely know that feeling of growing together as opposed to growing apart. Should you stay together though if you have children? Okay, this is a double barrel question. Firstly, does having children make it successful or make it more likely to succeed?
Well, I think every marriage is unique, as I said. I think having children, you know, changes the dynamics of the relationship, of the interpersonal relationship between the husband and wife or the partners, because it, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, pressures and, you know, to begin with, sleep deprivation makes a big difference. And then especially for the mother, like for the mum, it's like, you know, their whole life changes because they know their time is no longer their own. And, you know, they are at the behest of this baby and then toddler and then child. So I feel like it depends on the strength of the relationship. And for sure, often having children can bond a couple even more tightly, but also it can put some separation there. And I know, you know, that sometimes men, that, you know, the husband can feel a little challenged by the relationship between the mother and the child, and also because they can't provide the same, obviously feeding, and, you know, so it's a deeper connection especially if breastfeeding is involved. So yeah, it just really depends on the couple and how strong that relationship is before they have children.
So should you stay together then for the children?
Look, this is, you know, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? I have heard from a lot of children whose parents stayed together for their sake and they thought it was a terrible idea because they were not sheltered from the conflict or the tension, and so it actually made it worse for them. But then on the other hand, you know, if the children are very, very young, I think that it also depends on the children's age. So I've separated twice with young children. In my first marriage, my youngest son was only two. And that I can't speak for him, but I feel like that I protected him from that marriage separation. I think my older son was 7, and I think it had a bigger impact on him because obviously he had spent more time with his father and had, you know, had had already built a stronger relationship with him. So I really do think it is age dependent. My own parents separated when I was 17, and it was awful because I was blindsided. I didn't know. They didn't have conflict. There was no tension. There was no arguing. And I think that was sort of like reflective of those times where they didn't openly communicate, and definitely not in front of their children. Yeah. So, yes, it really depends on the age. And I think that if that is a decision that's made, I think honest and open communication, and also making sure the children know that it's not their responsibility, and that, you know, they can still maintain a relationship with both parents regardless of whether they're living together or not.
Yeah, then it comes down to great co-parenting, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And keeping the children out of the power plays, because yeah, that happens so often, and those poor kids just, you know, they bear the brunt of it. It's awful.
I want to ask you one more question before we wrap up. And you touched on why you think that there are so many more divorces now, and that's been a huge change in women, the way they're viewed in the world, the things that they can achieve. You know, no longer do they stay at home with their aprons on baking bread. Do you think the Family Law Act, which is 1975, I think, do you think that needs to be updated to reflect current times?
I definitely think there's a lot of time between then and now, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I think it is, you know, I in the dealings I have with lawyers, I think it is slowly happening, and there is a big move to encourage settlements and, you know, agreements outside of the courts, which I think is a good thing, providing that it's provided by people who one, have the professional abilities and qualifications to help the couple, and two, some sort of life experience. Like, I know, you know, you don't want someone who's just wet behind the ears just coming in and telling couples how to separate. There needs to be someone with some depth of life experience. I think that's really important.
Yeah, really well said. Elle, thanks so much for chatting with us on this topic.
You're very, very welcome, Kim. Anytime.
Thank you.